We're happy to be here, but we're sad that Ryan Mallett has left the studio now.
So sad, right, everybody?
Yes. I mean, that was a lot of fun. And he brought us a birthday present.
He brought us birthday cupcakes, and then he took pictures with the fans afterwards. He took a nice selfie with our Twitter mirror, which he'd never seen before, but was really good at taking
pictures. You don't see that every day, huh?
No, he was a really good sport.
Major interaction with the audience here in the NRG Stadium fan cave. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, we have a big game with Atlanta tomorrow, but we have some business to take care of first.
Let's take care of business. The cupcakes, it's time for Fitz Tips. Yeah. So this week, if you've ever mulled the decision of whether or not to have a personal trainer, Fitz Tips answers your question tonight.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, the personal training industry is booming right now, so a lot of people want to get a personal trainer. What questions should they be asking, and what qualifications should they be looking for?
Great question. And there's so many certifications now, which is great. The field has grown so much, and there's so many good trainers out there. But I think two things, experience and references. I think the person should be able to give you three references immediately, and you should be able to call on those and say, what was your experience like with this personal trainer? And that would really give you some good feedback.
Good fuel in gives you good energy out. Plan to have healthy snacks like low-fat yogurt.
So I never really understood this concept. I'm going to pay someone to yell at me when I'm working out, right?
It's very motivating.
That's the accountability aspect of this. It is motivating. You've done this, right?
I would have Fitz come yell at me. In fact, I asked him to do it after the first season of Fitz Tips. I said, why don't I do something and you yell at me? And I felt motivated.
But if I don't feel like working out, I'm going to say, listen, you're fired, okay? Because I'm lazy today and I don't want to work out.
Unless you've already paid the personal trainer.
Oh, that's the trick.
There's money involved in this. It's not for free that someone's going to come yell at you.
See, we educate you here on Texans
and
Late
you.
Night.
Yeah.
And you know what else we educate you about? Fantasy football. I'm not playing. I'm living vicariously through Vanderkid's team. But you might be playing, and you can get great information from John Harris.
Week 4 of the NFL season is upon us already. A quarter of the season. If you're not playing FanDuel or fantasy football, I don't exactly know what you're doing, but I got three value plays for you this week. Three waiver wire pickups, because I know a lot of these guys. The three guys you'll have behind me, well, I'm sure a lot of you don't have them in your leagues. Let's start with Latavius Murray, the running back for Oakland, going against Chicago. Maybe this is more an indictment on Chicago than it is about Latavius Murray, but a big weekend last weekend. Bank on Latavius Murray, and for FanDuel purposes, $7,500. That's great value for the return you'll get for Latavius Murray. Let's stay with running backs in the AFC West. Melvin Gordon, it's time for the rookie to shine, and against Cleveland, that might be his opportunity. And at $6,800, that's a really good value for Melvin Gordon. But I'm going to give you the best value, a waiver wire pickup that you need right now, today, for the rest of your season. It's one of my favorites, even though he plays for the Indianapolis Colts. That's Dante Moncrief, $6,300 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This guy's going to be targeted. This is the guy you want. Those are your three waiver wire slash value pickups. And if you want to play against me on FanDuel, go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
Yeah, that might be great advice to pick Dante Moncrief, but I don't want to pick a Colt for anything, okay? I can't root for a Colt under any circumstances. Even Andre Johnson I have a difficult time with.
Well, especially since this is our last show before the next two games.
Oh, you scared me for a moment. I thought last show before the next two games.
So we've got Atlanta and then the Thursday night game against Indianapolis, and then we'll be back after those two games. So you definitely want to pick Moncrief.
And it's Pink Ribbon Day on Thursday at NRG Stadium.
Dwight Howard will be the honorary captain.
And that's going to be good.
Omi is performing at halftime. You know Omi with the song Cheerleader.
Yeah, Omi is what I call my grandmother. So who's Omi now?
Omi is a group.
Musical artist.
A song called Cheerleader. And the Texans Cheerleaders, I think, did a music video with Omi. And Omi will be performing at halftime. I don't know if Omi's a he or a they. So I'll just
say Omi. I think it's a he.
And they're doing
this whole dance with the breast cancer survivors. This is going to be very cool
stuff. Really exciting.
And Dwight Howard, I am so looking forward to this. 6 million Twitter followers. And, plays for the Houston Rockets. And he's awesome. And it's going to be good stuff at NRG Stadium. And it is the Colts coming into town.
And hopefully we're heading into the Colts game with another win.
Yeah,
and
against Atlanta.
It'll be a really exciting
game. We can look ahead. The coaches and players don't. But we look ahead, so that's okay.
We have to.
We got to talk about this stuff. It's fine. Andrew Luck will be in town. He's a Houstonian. We respect that. I like his dad and everything, but we want them to lose bad. But the most important thing is tomorrow. against the Atlanta Falcons at the Georgia Dome. The last time the Texans were there was 2007, also in week four. That was a loss to Joey Harrington. Now, Richard Smith, who's the defensive coordinator for the Falcons, was actually the Texans' defensive coordinator. A lot of weird connections here, but let's hope for the best. Anyway, it was fun having Ryan Mallett on. That was great, huh?
So full of energy, and last time in the Georgia Dome, too, by the way.
Yes, it is, indeed. They're building a new stadium. All right, that's going to do it for Texans Late Night. Thanks to all our guests, everyone who worked on the show. Thanks to Ryan Mallett. Have a great night, and go Texans.